So, if we return to our Gemara now on Yud Gimel. So again, the question that we are dealing with here is the role of Machshava in the other Avodah. So, to review, we know that by Pigul can be created in any of the stages, but the content of the Machshava has to be Achilat Mizbeach. Hence, Akhtara or Zrika, right? That we know. That was the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Chav Ted. Not actually Shirayim. I think I misspoke yesterday. That's cannot. Now, we further in the context of Lolishma, and now we'll add this, I gave you to do Chazara, the Suya on Ted Amud Bet, right? Because that was the last time we dealt with the role of Machshava in different Avodah, and that was the Sugya of Machashvin, Me'avodah, Le'avodah. If we go back to that for a minute and review, right, go back to there for a minute. So remember, the Gemara, we spent a week on Machashvin, Le'avodah, and then when Rav Pesach came, he gave Shiranar also. So at this point, you guys should remember it a little bit. But if you remember, the Gemara at the bottom of Ted Amud Bet had brought the sugya of mechashim yavod lavoda. Idmar shachta lishma. If you shecht it lishma, lizrog dam mashal lishma. Having in mind that you were shechting it lishma, but that you were going to do the zrika lo lishma. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar psula. Reish Lakish Amar ksheira. Rabbi Yochanan had said it's invalid. Reish Lakish said it's kasher. Now, if you remember, we had said there are two ways of understanding the invalidation according to the position of Rabbi Yochanan that it is possible, namely. Right, how could you say it's possible? What? Either it's a psul in the shechita or it's a psul in the zrika. Right? Meaning, either you say that the fact that during shechita I was thinking that I was going to mess up the zrika means that even though technically I was having in mind that I was doing the shechita properly, but I was also having in mind that I wasn't going to finish the process properly. So that creates a problem in the shechita. Or it's creating a problem in potential in the zrika, right? In the future. Remember? Yes, sound familiar? Right, and then we talked about, and what is the nature of the psul? Is the psul in the avoda? Is it in the karban? And we talked about, again, does it parallel to pigul or not, right? If lolishma creates a status in the animal, so it makes sense. It creates a status, potentially, now, parallel to Bigel, right? If it's in the Avodah, so maybe not. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Sula, and Rabbi Yochanan had said, Pasol Mechashen me Avodah la Avodah, the Alfinan me Mechshevet Pigel. So Rabbi Yochanan said it's Pasol, because A, we transfer from one Avodah to the other, and B, we learn from Pigel, because Pigel, by definition, is from Shechita into Zrika, or Shechita into Akhtara. Reish Lakish am Rekshera, Ein Mechashen me Avodah la Avodah, velo Yalfinan me Mechshevet Pigel. Va'az du litamayu de itmar, and they go according to their own reasons of ashocher behem amanat lizrok dama la avoda zara, that if someone shechs an animal having in mind that he's going to do zrika of the blood for avoda zara, so again, the shechita he's not doing for avoda zara, but he's thinking during a shechita that he's going to do zrika for avoda zara, la'akir chelba avoda zara, b'yochana or asura, mechashrin me'avoda la'avoda, v'yavanin chutz mipnim, right, again, two things, one is mechashrin la'avoda, and two is that you can learn from karbanot to non-karbanot. And why do I need both? You might have thought the Reish Lakish only says that it's true by karbanot. Right? He might have said only, right, that halachot outside the Bnei Mikdash are not learned from inside, but he does learn Pnim, and therefore Pigol teaches you Mechashon Avod L'Avodah by Karbanot, but not by Avodah Zarah. So Modu Leder Rabbi Yochanan, by Avodah Zarah he would say it's okay. V'yashmin Baha, Baha Kam Rabbi Yochanan, sorry, that he would agree that it's not okay by Karbanot, rather. V'yashmin Baha Kam Rabbi Yochanan, V'albahi Eim Amod L'Eish Lakish, Tzrichei. And then Kiyatir of Dim Yamar Mativ Rabbi Yirmiyah Lesuyla Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Ilah Lesuyla Reish Lakish. Right, they brought a support for either the each of them. The Rabbi Yirmiyah Lesuyla Rabbi Yochanan Umamam Makom Shem Amar Harin Yishochet Chut Lizmano Shu Kasher. Right, if you say you're going to shech Chut Lizmano Shu Kasher Shachtu Amenat Lizrok Damo Chut Lizmano, but if you shech that having in mind that you're going to do Zrika Chut Lizmano Pasul. Right, that is pigul. Makom Shemamar Harin Yishochet Shalolishmo, but like Lolishmo Pasul Shachtu Amenat. So matkiv le ravina barilai ma'ad chutzesmano shen kares. Okay, but chutzesmano is kares, etc., etc., etc. Right. So we'd seen this sugya, yeah, and we talked about right. Is it that it's a psul in the shechita? Is it a psul in the zrika? Is it because we learn? Is it a machloket about whether pigol elo lishma is like pigol, or is it right whether lo lishma is a psul in the karban, whether it's a psul in the avoda? We had dealt with all that. However, in the context of Mechashim Avodah L'Avodah, again, the Gemara does believe that you can connect between them, but which Avodah are in play? Which Avodah are in play? Shechita and Zrika. Right? Shechita and Zrika. But what question do we not know? There you go. The rest. That was a good answer, right? The rest.
What? Is it because it's further from Shkita? Is it just like, is Shkita like that important here? Like, it's the one right next to Shkita, and then that's it.
So, you guys are next to Shkita? It's the first and last.
Oh, okay. So. Well, yeah.
What's the actual process of gathering the blood?
Yes.
That doesn't catch a lot of blood. The doesn't catch a lot.
I mean, conceivably, you'd use multiple bowls.
No, it would splash out of the bowl easily.
Then get a big bowl.
Okay. Now, with that as right background. So again, let's come back to our sugya. So our Mishnah here. Talks about the Pesach and the Chatat, which you shecht shalolishma, right? And you do the other avodot, right? Shalolishma, olishma, v'shalolishma, right? So they're pasul, okay? Now. So now let's again step by step. What is, first of all, again, what does it teach us? The fact that the Gemara has the possibility of hybrid machshava. Let's start with that. Okay, we read the Gemara once, but now let's take it apart piece by piece. So first point: the very fact that the Mishnah talks about hybrid machshava. What does that teach us?
That it exists.
And what does that tell us that it exists? What does that tell us? What? Yeah, what is it? What is the nature of the psul lo lishma such that this makes sense? Yeah, right. The simple pshat is that this supports the griz for the millionth time. Because again, if you think of lo lishma as the lack of lishma, then what does it mean for something to be lishma and lo lishma? Nothing. It's lishma and neutral, which in other words we call lishma. Very good. Right? If lo lishma means the lack of lishma, but something has lishma, then neutral doesn't really make sense. Whereas if you talk about lishma as a status, as a proactive thing that it exists, then lo lishma, then you can believe that something is lishma and lo lishma. right? It has a positive and negative. Something can have a positive and negative. It can't have a positive and nothing. And then, because if it's positive and nothing, then it's just positive, right?
Unless you need both.
What?
Unless you do have both, where you
need... Not if lo-lishma is nothing.
No, but I'm saying if you need to do something to make it lo-lishma, but you also need to do something then to make it lo-lishma.
But that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about lishma invalidating, or, right, we're talking about whether it can have a... Right? And the whole point here is whether the status can take effect when you had a different thing in mind earlier in the process, right? And the fact, right? You shechted lishma, you did a kabbalah lo lishma. That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah, no? Okay. Well, remember, it was lishma and then lo lishma. Or lo lishma and then lishma. Remember, ordered, right? Okay, it doesn't have to be, right? Now, okay, fine. But then the Gemara, if we then continue the Gemara, so what does the Gemara then do? Okay, that's the Mishnah. But then the Gemara immediately does what?
Where do we know Kabbalah?
Right. Asks about Kabbalah. And then what does it do? Then it has a discussion of Pigul. And then it has a discussion of the Avodah Tefillat Etzba. And remember, we saw the whole Gemara yesterday, okay? And the Gemara says... now remember, the Gemara itself distinguishes between psul of lo lishma and pigul. Good. So what is the logic once the Gemara rejects an automatic equation between pigul and lo lishma? Right, so either we deny what we've been saying, namely that lo lishma is a status. Because if it's not, if it's just a lack of a status, then pigul is obviously not parallel to lolishma, because pigul is clearly an active invalidation. However, not necessarily, because you could say it's an active invalidation, and yet, and then they're still different. They're parallel. They're not identical, right? Okay, fine. So that's the first point. Okay, we can understand that. Now, the second thing we have to deal with again is that the Gemara asks about these rules in different avoda. Specifically, the Gemara asks about Kabbalah. Okay, right, that was... Right, the Gemara had said, V'Kabbalah mi pasla. Right, does Kabbalah invalidate? Okay. Now, the Gemara here knows that there is a stira. Why is there a stira? Because the first braita it quotes is Vatanya v'ikrivu zu kabbalat hadam. You shall sacrifice. This is Kabbalah. Atomer kabbalat hadam v'ino lezrika kishomer v'zarku harei zrika amur hamani mekayim v'ikrivu zu kabbalat hadam v'ni arona konim shdei v'kohen kasher v'chli shari. The Kabbalah needs kohen and klisharet, which again could either mean kalim or bigadim. Okay, and then Rabbi Kiva brings a source. I'm giving you nine like kabbalah today. El b'koyin kasher v'klisharet nemar kan b'nei aron v'nemar la'alon elishma b'nei aron akonim v'mishuchim mal la'alon b'koyin kasher v'klisharet af kan b'koyin kasher v'klisharet. What? Still Yud Gimel now. Right. So then the Gemara had quoted Rabbi Tarfon, right, that whole thing that anyone who separates from you, right, separates themselves from life, right? And he said, because I heard that what? Kabbalah lo asav ha-machshava kamaisa, zvika asav ha-machshava kamaisa, da-da-da-da. And he says, right, so in that braita, what did it imply? Right? So remember, Amir Rekiva Ani Afarish, Kabbalah lo asa b'machshava k'maisa, Zrika asa b'machshava k'maisa. The kibul b'chutz ain't no charif karet. That if you do Kabbalah b'chutz, you're not chayav karet. Zarku b'chutz onish karet. And kiblu psulin ain't chayav in love. Zarku psulin chayav in love. And Amar lo retarfan avoda adididi yam nusmal ani shamati v'ein lefarish after dorish umaskim l'shmo b'loshan hazeh. Right, you didn't even know what I was talking about, but you understand it. Amar lo rekiva kol parish mimchak parish mechayav. And Amar Rava. So now we have a contradiction. Is Kabbalah?
And the Gemara says,
so what was the Gemara's first answer? Lo kasha kama machshevet pigul kama machshevet lo lishma, right? Yes. Namely what? Right, because remember, Rabbi Kiva's citation of the Brita says, come on, that loasa machshava kimasa, right, that it's not. Right, so he says, well, it depends. Are you dealing with pigol or are you dealing with dealing with lo lishma? Namely, that machshevet pigol, Rashi says, dechut lizmano, lo pasla bekabala. Dechut lizmano is not going to be mefagel. Hold that thought for 1 second. Right, but the Gemara distinguishes between pigol, where Kabbalah is not subject, right, to the invalidation, and lo lishma, where it is, right? That was one distinction. Now, on Amud Bet, the Gemara has a second distinction, which is lo kasha ha damar areni shochet amnat lekabel dama lemachar, and ha damar areni mikabel dama amnat lishboch shirayim lemachar. That there's a difference between saying, right, the Gemara's final distinction is there's a difference between Kabbalah as the content of your machshava and Kabbalah as the time in which you're having the invalidating one. Namely, right, if you shecht aminat lekabel damal machar, it is kosher. If you shecht, but if you do Kabbalah aminat lishrosh shirayim lemachar, it is pasul. Yeah? And this is in pigol, meaning it can't be the content of the machshava to create pigol, but it can be the time at which you have.
Everybody said that yesterday.
I'm going over this. Yes. Okay. Meaning I should be more precise. The Gemara only distinguishes between Kabbalah as content and Kabbalah as time. Which one is it, however? Which one is which? Which the way does the distinction go? So what I just said is, the Gemara distinguishes. The Gemara says one of them is and one of them is not, but which one is which?
You explained it that you can have a Kabbalah in Kabbalah, but not about Kabbalah, but perhaps it's the opposite.
Okay, and who says that? Right, so Rashi said what I said. What I said was Rashi. Yeah. That Machshevet Pigol takes effect during Kabbalah, but it can't be the content of Kabbalah. Yes, we did this Gemara yesterday, right? Right, Rashi says, Lo kasha, ha di kamerabi shvichat shirayim, kigon d'amar harini zorek, Achad Misharam Avoda Aminat. One second, sorry. Wrong Rashi. Right, he says, Lokasha, Diktani Lael, Machshevet Kabbalah Lo Pasla, Bipigul, Lo Kishachiv Bishat Kabbalah Chid Basar. When we say that Pigul isn't invalidating, that's when you thought. It's not the case that it's not invalid, if you thought during Kabbalah. Ela Mechavisha Shchita Menat Lekabel Dam Lamachar. Dilu Zrika Chai Gavna Asaba Machshava Kimase, because having a Machshava during Kabbalah is relevant. Im shachar amanat lizrok dam lamachar pigul. Dehainu achilat mizbeach. Da'atravi v'hedja afilu tshvichat shirayim. And Rashi, what's Rashi's logic? Right? Why does Rashi think that Kabbalah can be the time at which one has invalidating thought, but can't be the invalidating, the content of the invalidating thought for pigul? Why? Okay, but remember, we know that one case is pigul, one case isn't. Very good. It's not achilat mizbeach. Very good, right? Rashi says it's very simple. So let's go through it carefully. Why does Rashi think that machshava during Kabbalah does invalidate a karban as pigul? And why does he think that it doesn't invalidate it if the content of the thought is pigul? So let's take the easier one. Let's start, why is it not invalidated if the content of the thought is Kabbalah? It's not achilat mizbeach. Right? It's not achila. Right? Right? But why can you create pigul during Kabbalah, according to Rashi? Because. Come on. It's not hard, but because. Because. Why wouldn't you? Because. State the obvious, please. Very good. There you go. It's an avoda. Now, how do I know that that's a chiddush? It's not a chiddush, but how do I know that that's the relevant, obvious, not the relevant obvious statement to state? Because the Gemara asked the question later about tefillat etzba, and clearly there is the question, is that an avoda or not? But Rashi's svara is very simple. Obviously, during Kabbalah, one can create pigul because it is an avoda. It can't be the content of it, because even though we said shchita tzrika, you can create pigul, shchita to Kabbalah, you can't. And the reason is not because machshavot can't transfer from one to the other. It's because the definition of pigul requires the machshava to be about something which is achilat mizbeach or achilat adam, and Kabbalah is not. I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out. I don't know. Okay. Now. Who disagrees with this?
The Balmor. Right?
Well, Balmor disagrees with a lot of things, but who? What? Very good, yes. The Ravid disagrees with this. And maybe I'll skip there just for clarity. We'll come back in a second. The Ravid, in 8, says as follows. Yesh mefarshim, some say, ki ha-shochet amanat lekabel damo lemachar, that someone who shechs having in mind to do Kabbalah the next day, lo pasla. Right? Meaning that Kabbalah can't be the content. Right? Content. Who's the Yesh Mefarshim? Rashi. Good. Now, remember when we did Mechashim Avodah Lavodah, I said, why would you not say Mechashim Avodah Lavodah? So we said one possibility is it's not comparable to Pigul, right? That if it's a status, it can transfer. But if it's defining the act, how could Act A define Act B, right? That was one possibility. There was another possibility I threw out, which we're going to see in a second in the Ravid, which is that it's not serious. We just don't believe you. Remember I said this very quickly. I said, we'll come back to it. I said that another reason you might not believe in Mechash and Me'avod Lavoda is because what does it mean to say that I'm shechting, I'm not to shech properly, but to do, I'm shechting, having in mind to shech lishma, but to do Kabbalah, not lishma.
Well, you have to take
this immediately makes more sense in the Avodah Zarah case, right?
It could make sense in any case, right? I threw out the by the way that it's not serious.
Because you don't do the
You're not doing the Kabbalah lishma. You're doing the Shechita lishma. You do the Kabbalah lishma. Sorry, let's just stick with the Zrika. Right? I do the Shechita lishma. I do the Zrika lishma. But I do the Shechita having in mind that I'm going to do the Zrika lo lishma.
No, but
your intention is to do it lishma. But you did do it lishma. And you did the Zrika lishma. You just said during Shechita that you were going to do Zrika lo lishma. But you didn't.
No.
Now, it's not pigul, right? We said pigul is different because that's the definition of pigul. And the definition of pigul is doing shchita, having in mind to do zrika, chutz lazmano. But when it comes to lishma, we said one possibility is this is a formal question of do you compare it to pigul or not? Is it a status? Does it define the act? Does it define the karban? All that. But there was another possibility I threw out. And I said, we'll come back to it, which is the another reason why you might not hold Mechazon Avod Lavoda is this isn't serious. This is nonsense. Right? The person during Shechita did Shechita Lishma, during Zrika did Zrika Lishma, but during Shechita he said he was going to do Zrika Lo Lishma. What?
He says Amen.
Yes, on condition. I'm going to shout. On condition, when I get to Zrika, I'm going to do that Lo Lishma. I'm not doing the Zrika Lo Lishma. I'm saying in Shechita, I'm going to do the Zrika Lo Lishma, and then I don't do the Zrika Lo Lishma. I do it Lishma.
You could definitely say, though, that because he's saying I'm only doing this on the condition that I'm going to
You could. I'm trying to understand why you wouldn't say that. Remember, it's a machloket in the Gemara. Right? And I said one of the possible reasons, but you're going to see that in the Ravid. So now look at the Ravid. So he says, Yesh Mevarshim. Some say, like Rashi, Ki Ashochir Manat Lekabel Damo Lemachar Lo Pasla. V'hata'am. So Rashi, why did Rashi say that you can't, by pigul, why did Rashi say that you can't shecht and do and make Kabbalah the object of the pigul? Because it's not a chilat mizbeach, meaning the content. But what about lo lishma? Right? We have no idea. But Ravid quotes a different tradition, and he says, "Lefichach mipneishu davar she'i efshar." He says, "You know why the machshava during shechita to do kabbalah lemachar is doesn't work? Not because the content of pigul thoughts must be achilat mizbeach, but because it's impossible, and therefore." It isn't serious. You tell me, why is it impossible?
How are you going to do the action that the
cooking no. Don't overthink this, please.
No.
You shechted it. The blood is spurting out. How precisely do you plan on saying, I'm going to shech now to collect the blood currently spurting out in 24 hours? Pray tell. What magic are you doing? So the Ravid says, the reason that Kabbalah cannot be the content of pigul thoughts is not because of anything formal. It's because he says, "Lefichach eino ella kimisachek." You are only playing games.
Next day, it's just like, what does that mean? How do you do
right? Lefichach eino ella kimisachek. What? He said, "Ein kavarde." Right? Avala mekavela menat lishpoch shiare lemachar pasla. But now, but wait a second, okay? According to this, let's be careful. Now, according to this interpretation, why is it that Kabbalah can be the time at which you have invalidating thoughts?
Kabbalah can be?
Not the content, the time at which.
Because
so is it? Do we have to say the obvious, like Rashi, what we said before for Rashi, that it is an avoda? So partially it's avoda, but you don't even have to get that far.
Because you immediately shot the animal, so...
No, come on. No, not again. Why is it that he thinks that machshava during Kabbalah matters, but machshava about Kabbalah doesn't?
No longer impossible.
Very good. He doesn't necessarily even need to go as far as the obvious point that Evan said before, which is the reason you would think that you can make pickle during or have machshava during Kabbalah is because it's Navoda. You could just say he thinks that if something is halachically significant, then you can have invalidating thoughts. It just needs to be that the invalidating thought you have is possible. That's all. That's what I need. If it's a joke, right? He's like, listen, can one have Kabbalah that you're going to do Haktara tomorrow? Can one have such a thought?
Yes.
Yes. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it makes sense. It's usur, but it makes sense. But the guy, again, I've never shechted a cow. I would faint. But as far as I can tell, if one takes a large knife, shechs a cow, and blood comes spurting out, and you say, I am very intently planning on shechting this carbon such that in 24 hours from now I will be able to catch. And by the way, which blood counts for Kabbalah? Only the blood that comes out from the shechita. Any blood that has to squeeze out later doesn't count. It's not like we can... that is the definition of blood here. Right? He's like, oh, this shtuyot. What nourishkeit. Right? He's like, remember, you can't check the night. It's not like you could pull some very fancy thing. Like, I'm going to do this 3 minutes before shkia. And kada davar. We only do avodah during the day. Right? So what he would be saying is that you're doing it in at least 12 hours from now. Right? But you can't. Because it has to go straight from the cow into the clay.
So maybe he's doing the shechita immediately before tzeis. So
but then it wouldn't be meaningful. The whole point has to be meaningful. Right? Lemachar, remember, it has to be. You can't say shtuyo. You can't say, I am shechting this karban al minat that.
Yeah, people fly.
Yeah, like, okay, and that the Cubs win the World Series. I don't know. Right? Come up with something that doesn't happen. Right? It hadn't happened for 100 years. Did it happen? I don't remember. I don't care. I don't really care.
That guy gave you a sports metaphor.
Yeah, I'm just trying. You know, whatever.
It's kind of like
me and Walker. Even less. But now he says yes, Judah.
I thought that the avoda past the shachting was done by the kohen, as in wiping the blood.
Okay.
So then how is this?
It's true. The avoda from Kabbalah and on must be done by a kohen.
Blood in the first place, then how was he saying he's saying the shechting, the action of shechting is, you know, for the kohen.
First of all, okay, we should be precise. Yeah, the shechita can be done by kohen.
Oh. Okay. But then what about the catching?
It just doesn't have to be done by kohen.
What about the catching of the blood then?
How would you bring korban out?
What?
By appointing Rabbi Ginsburg to shecht my carbon. No, what are you talking about? He's a Kohen. That's the plan.
No, but what about the
that's the plan.
The catching the blood, does it have to be done by a Kohen?
Yes.
So then, if the action can be done, if the shechting is like, oh, that person is thinking his action will be done for, you know, the korban, then mm-hmm. How can we say that his action is also that his intention is also going to be by the catching of the blood if he's not the one catching the blood?
What do you mean? The Kohen's right there, so he's shechting it so that the Kabbalah is done now. So what? So
why isn't it the Kohen's intention to bring this as the
what do you mean? He's the guy. Whoever is shechting it, that's whose thought matters. Then
his entire this guy. So then
the Kabbalah doesn't necessarily mean for him to do it, so for the blood to be caught.
What? So how does it even go past him if it's only when he shafts it?
If he shafted it and caught, how can you have machshava for something that you're not going to perform if you're the one performing the program?
You don't have machshava, though.
Why, what's the problem? A normal case, if he's shechting it and the Kohen's standing there to do Kabbalah,
yeah.
So what's the problem?
How can you have thought about
why not?
Because your thoughts were based on
I don't understand. If someone calls me and says, can you arrange a guest speaker? And I, right? And then I say, sure, I will arrange it. And then I call Roy Aronson and say, it's in the afternoon. Can you take care of it? Did I not? I don't understand.
Yeah,
was I not involved in that?
Well, you didn't do it. You just kind of asked someone else to do it.
No, I arranged it. That's actually what the word arrange means.
Arranging.
Right? I took care of it. Who does he care whether I put it on the schedule or someone else? I made sure it got taken care of.
He does. Does the Halacha not care?
No.
Okay, that's cool. Good to know.
Clearly not, right? Meaning, you're right. It's true that a Kohen can be, that a Kohen is needed for Kabbalah, but not for Shechita. It's true, and in such a case, so then, yes, it's going to be that the blood is accepted and caught, but not by him. Now, this is the Ravid. So this is the Ravid quoting Rashi, or Rashi's position. But again, it's a different Svara. It's not that Avoda and versus Achil Mizbeach, he says. A little bit later. A little bit. Well, okay. Okay. What were Rashi's years? More or less. Not even close. 1040 to 1105. And what in the Ravid? 1125 to 1198. 20 years. Okay? That's like me talking about, let's see. When did the Chazon Ish die? Let's see. Nope. That would be even closer than me, the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish died 35 years before I was born. Right? So this would be less than that. It's not so much. You know, I still think of the Chazon Ish as like a contemporary posek. You know, who? You're right. His conversation about Haredim drafting happened before Ben Gurion was born. Well done. Well done. Yep. Okay.
Wait, the Chazon Ish ended up living in America, right? He lived in Israel?
You're kidding me, right?
I mean, I know
Chazon Ish never went to America. Chazon Ish was Israeli.
He was born in Poland, no?
And moved to Israel and lived in Bnei Brak. That's why people in Bnei Brak still proskin almost exclusively, like the Chazon Ish. No, he said it was building. Aruch HaShalom did say it. Oh, for God's sake.
I feel like an electricity was invented like 100 years ago.
Uh-huh. And when exactly did the Aruch HaShulchan live?
Oh, I think like 500.
Wow, not even close. He died, he was 1829 to 1908. Wow. There was electricity
a lot
then.
More modern than I thought.
And when do you think Mr. Burrow was from? Real couple time? Take a guess.
Mr. Burrow?
How long? No one helped. 50? What?
I was just guessing like 50 years.
50 years what?
Ago.
Is that only because you know I'm asking?
No.
No, I mean, not quite. He died in the 30s.
So, 80, 90.
Yes, people think the Mishnah Berurah is ancient, which it's not.
No, I just think that's
at all. Special. At all. Like, really not. No. Oh, Gavalt. There's all these mistakes just flying in the air. Nope. No, the Aruch HaShulchan is 19th, 20th century. Mr. Brua is 19th, 20th century. Chazon Ish is 19th, 20th century. The Mishnah Berurah has a obituary in the New York Times, as I've mentioned.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. And you think the Gra is from 700 years ago, but he's not. He's a contemporary of George Washington. Yeah. Guys, get better at history. Have a vague notion. I understand that all of you think, because you're in, like, the timeless conversation of Torah, so you sort of think that, like, Ravina hung out with Ramosha Feinstein, but, like, he didn't, okay? He didn't.
To be fair, time and history is really confusing. Like, Cleopatra is supposed to what? Like, he went for the pyramids.
Wow.
Yeah, the time between us and Cleopatra is sort of in time between Cleopatra and the pyramid.
Yes. And we are farther from the Rambam than the Rambam was from the fall of the Roman Empire.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which Roman Empire?
What? Anyways, fine. So the Ravid says, "V'yesh mefarshim ki ashochet al menat lekabel lemachar pasla." And the Ravid flips it. Now, again, I must note, as I make a note here, is if you really would like, I can give you the full piece of the Ravid. But that means I have to give you two pieces of the Ravid. One with the horrendous Girsa, one with the better Girsa, and then you got to figure out what's going on. I can. If you open up the Knesset Rishonim has both. He has the good text in one, and then the footnote has the other text. Okay? Oh, bad. It's bad. The Ravid flips it. He says, no. Kabbalah can be the content of the machshava, but it can't be what? You can't invalidate with machshava during Kabbalah. V'hainu diktani minayin l'rabo tshchita v'kibol. That's what it means. When it says minayin l'rabo tshchita v'kibol, it means not that you can validate during, but that's the content. But if you had a machshava chutz l'zmano during Kabbalah, then what? Lo pasla. Kidiktani yatzur shichat shirayim akhtarani murim she'enim akhven in a kabara. Why? So possibility one is what for him? Be careful. He says, if you did Kabbalah, lishfoch shirayim lemachar. It's not pigol. Why? Kabbalah, lishfoch shirayim lemachar. To pour the extra blood lemachar. He says it's not possible. Why does the Ravid think that? So, okay, good. So there are different possibilities. One is it's not Navoda. Second possibility is it's not Ma'akev, right? Or it's not, and therefore maybe it's not really Achilat Mizbeach because it's not Ma'akev, so it's like non-essential Achilat Mizbeach. Inami. Lo Ashmin Rava Taima Da Amar Areni Shofech Amenat Lakdir Lamachar Lo Pasil. Third possibility. Rava isn't telling you why Shofech Amenat Lahakdir Lo Pasil. He says, Rava doesn't even need to tell you that Shvichat Shirayim Lahakdir Lamachar is meaningless. Because now you're taking a non-avoda, Shvichat Shirayim, for a non-avoda, which is just Achila, right? Which is relevant for Pigol, but still it's not an avoda. Aval ha amar hareini mekabel amenat lahakdir emurin lamachar. So now he says, okay, fine. So we said you can't do kabbalah shvichat shirayim, but that might be more because shvichat shirayim is not ma'akev. However, if that's the case, then you would have thought then could kabbalah just mess up hakdar emurin? Yes, because hakdar emurin is essential, not as essential as the avodat hadam, but it is somewhat essential. As we'll get to, yes? One second. So he says, Aval Omarein Megamanat Lahakdir Lamachar, Avagav Delomakvi Kapara Pasol. So he says, if the real reason that having Machshavah during Kabbalah is not going to pasol, is not because of Kabbalah, but because the content of what you're thinking is not significant enough. So maybe Shvichat Shirayim isn't significant enough, but Akhtar Emurin is. And therefore it would be, right? V'zev Rejesh Ben Shvichat Shirayim Akhtar Emurin. V'atam, why? V'bnei Shafilu HaKotav Pasal B'machshava B'zrika Yoter Mishar Avodot She'en En Bod El Miriba Katu. Miu shvicha v'zrika eino shavut b'chol davar. He says, listen, it's true that zrika is more intense, but shvicha and zrika are not shavut. Shamikabel amenat l'shpoch shirayim lo pasla ukidin amikabel kach din amolich upachov men ukidin azorek kach din ashoch b'chol davar. V'yavu b'yishein shchina posel b'mikra yoter min ha-kabbalah. And even the shchita isn't more puzzled than the kabbalah. Afilu achi b'shchita tchilat kol ha-hechsher v'hi materet b'chulin. He says, why is it that pigol is only created at shchita and not at zrika? Right? Shchita am not lizrok, but not lizrok am not lahakdir. Why? So again, you could have argued that because of the content of the thought, namely, but he says it's not. It's because at a certain level, shechita is actually more of an avodah for the purpose of defining pigol than zrika, because it's the tchila, it's the beginning. What's his svara? Why would it be for the purpose of defining something as pigol, shechita might be more powerful than zrika? Very good, because it's the beginning, and therefore it is defining the karban.
It's more powerful because you have more opportunities for a thought that messes up.
So that's not what that's a good svara. It's not what he says. He says it's because of the tchila. He says it's the beginning, right? There's right. So just within his logic. Right. So now. Right. So now let's review this. Okay. So according to Rashi again, Rashi says Kabbalah can't be the content, but it can be when you have Machshava, because it is an avoda, but it's not achilat mizbeach. On the other end, Akhtarash v'chitzirayim, those are achilat mizbeach. Right. Yeah. Now we saw that Ravid quotes it as differently. He says the reason that Kabbalah can't be the content is not because it's not achila, but because shechita manat lekabbalah machar is not serious. It's a joke. Now, why is it that shechichat shirayim and haktarat imurim are relevant for machshavet pigol? So there's two reasons. One is it's not an avoda; it is achila. Right. In which case, the only thing we would learn from this is a din in pigol, or because it is an avoda of sorts, and this is a type of invalidation that works with something like a mechashem avod l'avoda. Now, how would that be the case? Now, admittedly, what are they not? Shvichat shirayim and akhtar adimur, what are they not? They're not avodat hadam. Let's be careful. They're not avodat hadam. Right? They're not avodat adam. But are they avodah? Well, that's the question. Are they not avodah? Are they not avodah? They're not avodat adam. Are they avodah? Well, depends. They're not ma'akib kapara because they're not avodat adam. But are they not avodah? That's not clear. And if you remember, we did this earlier in the year when we talked about psul lo lishma b'haktara. We talked about how much is an avoda. Remember that? All these things come back? Good. I gave you some chazara on that here in just a minute. Right? But again, the Ravid had said differently. Right? So Rashi, while it talked about... Rashi and Arsuya said that Kabbalah can't be the content because it's not achilat mizbeach. Ravid quotes a Rashi-esque position and says it's because it's a joke. Right? Now, if it's a joke, so then why would it be that the machshava where the content is akhtar de'murim and shichat shirayim is relevant? Not necessarily because you need a chilat mizbeach, but because it's just not a joke. Yeah? I'm just reviewing what we said, right? Yes? Yes, are we clear? Great, because it's not a joke. It is a joke to say that I'm shechting the cow to catch its blood in 24 hours from now. That's a joke. But Hector Emurin, even if it's a lower level of Oda, it's still not a joke. And if the standard is joke versus not joke.
Then not joke wins. Wait, so what are you thinking about? Wait, you mean, what about Polish Slava
and Kabbalah? Wait. We're just talking about people. Yeah. Okay. Now. Then, if you remember, the Gemara itself had asked later on in Yud Gimel. Now, "Ushvichat shirayim akhtarim in lo pasul b'machshava," right? Again, it brought a stira. One place it says there is a psul of shvichat shirayim, and another said there isn't. And the Gemara answered, "Lo kasha had amar nizorek amanat lishbok shirayim l'machar." One is where you say you're going to be zorek to do shvichat shirayim l'machar. Had amar nishof shirayim amanat l'akhtarim ruin l'machar. The Gemara distinguishes now between Shvichat Shirayim as content and Shvichat Shirayim as the time at which I'm Machshava. Yeah? Right? The Gemara ends up in its third distinction, distinguishing between content and time of machshava. Now, this creates a little bit of a problem for Rashi. Namely, what do you say? So, we'll say zrika menat lishbuch shirayim is pigol because it's right achila mizbeach. But shvichat shirayim menat lahakdir is not. But there, why does that seem to be? Because shvichat shirayim isn't an avoda because it's shvichat shirayim for akdar demurin, right? Which is achila mizbeach. So there, why would it not? Right, in that case, why is it not? Is that machshava not going to count?
Because it's for
an avoda. It's for achilat mizbeach, but it is not an avoda. Right? According to that logic, no psul machshava would ever invalidate during shvichat shirayim, because shvichat shirayim is excluded because it's not an avoda. But if that's the case, what's the problem? Why don't you just say that?
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't say that. What the simple implication of the Gemara is that it's only that you combine two factors, namely Shvichat Shirayim and with Akrava, Akhtar Emurin, which is itself a lesser avoda, that you don't create pigol. But the real reason should be because it's not an avoda at all. But that's not the implication of the Gemara. So the Gemara will have to, so Rashi will have to say in a Hanami, right? In a Hanami. We just gave you an example, right? But really, this stage of the Gemara is talking about the machshava and the certain processes, not as the content of that. Yes? I thought you went up for food.
Yeah, right there. All the lights turned off, flashing red.
Oh. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Avi, comfort him. Yeah. Now again, right? So again, the Ravid disagrees. Right? The Ravid had said that Kabbalah in the Gemara is the Tochen. Right? That's what the Gemara is. Right? Is. Sorry, it can be the Tochen of the Machshava. Is that it's not enough in Avoda? Now, why would that be the case? Right, so now he says, right, so why would it be that Akhtara is not? Now, Akhtara therefore can't be either. Why? Because it's neither an avoda, nor is it, right? You might have to deny it's a, an achila. Now, the problem as we saw is the Ravid is not consistent.
The classic Ravid. Yeah. He literally changed his mind just to argue on the Rambam.
Right, and then we saw, right, we saw at the end, right? Inami lojmi and rabba l'tamid amresho, etc. Right. So again, so according to the Ravid, right? So you have now. Why is it that haktard emuren can be the content and shvichat shirayim cannot? So either because. Which is what the Ravid holds, right? That Akhtar Emurim can be the content of Machshava, but not Shvichat Shirayim. So either because he thinks that Akhtar Emurim is more of an Achila than Shvichat Shirayim, Achilat Mizbeach, or it's more of an Avoda, right? Well, they're not full Avoda. Now, the Ravid...
What?
Now, why would he say it's not a avoda? So again, what did the Ravid say? Mipnei shafila katuv pasal machshava zrika yoter misha avoda chen balam rima katuv. Because even though they are avoda, they're not as much avoda as rika.
But then, what is that?
Now, how does that make sense? So again, you have to talk about pigol at two levels. One is pigol as a din in the avoda. And pigol in the carbon, right? And here you might distinguish between Kabbalah and Shechita and Zrika. The Shechita and Zrika are, as the Ravid said, the avoda which define the carbon, one because it's the beginning and one because it brings the kapara. And therefore, those are the ones where you can create pigol, Kabbalah, even if it's an avoda, what does the Ravid seem to believe? That it's to create pickle is not enough to have an avoda. What do you need? The avoda that is in avoda that defines a karban. Right? And that's why he said shchita and zrika are unique. Kabbalah is not. Okay? Right? And again, there seem to be three assumptions in the Ravid. Right? One is a distinction between different types of avodot. The second is the recognition that within the avodot, shchita and zrika are unique. And the third is that that distinction is significant enough that only during shchita and zrika can you create pigul but not kabbalah, because the distinction is so far that it... Okay? Good. Let's pause here, because now what do we have so far? So we have Ravid and Rashi, but therefore, what do we see? According to Rashi, can the simple pshat in Rashi is can all avodot create psulei machshava? Yeah. Yes, right. And then I'll leave you with this, right? The simple pshat after all this analysis, according to Rashi, can all avodot create psulei machshava? Yeah. Yes. The question our Gemara is about what is the content of that based on unique categories in pigul about needing not just an avoda but something that has a din achila, achilat mizbeach or achilat adam. According to the Ravid, are all avodas significant enough to create pigul?
Yeah.
No. No, Kabbalah can't.
Well, that's not significant. It's because it's practically.
No. That's shita to Kabbalah.
Oh, fine.
Right. That's him explaining the other shita, his own shita. Is that the Chiddush is not that Kabbalah can't be the content of pigul, it's that it can't create pigul. Because he thinks not all avodot are created equal. Tomorrow, what we have to go back to is the Balamor and the Ramban that we had seen in Mechazim Avodah L'Avodah is, okay, well, what does that tell you about Lishma? Right, what does that tell you about Lishma and the need for Lishma and the way Lishma works and all the avodot? According to Rashi, pretty much anything is avoda is going to be equal in terms of the halachot surrounding lishma. According to the Ravid, we already know that that's not going to be the case. Very good. And that's what we're going to come back to tomorrow, which is, right, within the Mechash Me'avod L'Avoda Sugya. Remember, Mechash Me'avod L'Avoda had only discussed Shita D'Zrika, but it didn't talk about the other avodot, and therefore we don't know how essential lishma is within the other avodot. But now we have Rashi and Ravid to bring us back to Balamor Ramban and the Grizz, and that will be tomorrow.